Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Good morning, Disha from Red FM.
Hi, morning Disha. I was trying to reach you.
Hi.
First of all, congratulations for being RJ of the Year for the Indian from India.
Rajesh, Thak Thak Gang, any incidents to share?
Yes, I wanted to let you, I was hearing this while going to office, so I wanted to let you know that this is something not very new.
Yeah.
This is this gang was in operation at least 3 or 4 years back, where one of my cousin actually fell prey for this. And he lost his, it's absolutely the same modus operandi. He lost his mobile and also his wallet. And he just could not get out of his car because he was absolutely in a traffic jam.
Yeah.
But the good news is that he went and registered a complaint in the police station. And he just left it there saying that, okay, I've registered and let me see what happens. 6 or 8 months later, he got a call from the police. And then they said that his mobile has been tracked.
Ooh.
And it was tracked in Hyderabad. Okay. So that means the gang had gone, it's from outside the state, or they've gone outside the state to sell off all the booty that they've collected.
Yeah.
And finally, we could finish all the legal formalities and go to Hyderabad and get the mobile back. So I know that you definitely have a very good contacts with the Bangalore Traffic Police or the Bangalore Police. Maybe you can do something on that.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about the same thing, Rajesh, because the idea is to get people so aware, because another man called us. He says, my instant reaction when they started banging on my window saying puncture hai was to get out and see. Now, when I got out, they put their hands in. So I think that 3 seconds of reflex, if we can just tell people to hold those 3 seconds back, not put their window down or open the door, that could help, you know, because it's very difficult to catch these guys. They take it, grab it, and they scram in traffic where you can't leave your car, you can't run behind them. It's a very tricky situation.
Absolutely.
And your cousin is actually quite lucky that he got his mobile phone back.
Oh, yeah. In fact, he has just kept that mobile phone as it is, even though it is now not in a very good working condition, but he still kept it. For being the most costliest mobile, for having gone to Hyderabad to pick it up.
What a memory, what a strange adventure your cousins had. But thank you for sharing this with us, Rajesh. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
You too, bye.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Disha. Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate Raho.